Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 46, A Tip for Mom.
Hi, this is Azul Tronis, the author of The Art of Apprenticeship, and I help people discover what they were meant or born to write. If you want to discover your promised life, then you're at the right place, the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello again, good people, and welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. Glad you are here to join me for just a few moments of encouragement and hope. I'm a purveyor of hope and want to speak into your life some good news into your life and some helpful things to help you overcome adversity to achieve your life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. You can find out more about what we're about at pathwaypromise.com. We've got a free gift for you there if you'd like to go there and check that out. It's a guide, the 4-minute way to frame your day for success. Right now, let's get into a story, a tip from Mom. She was so tired of picking up the clothes in her son's room. He was getting old. And the mom was thinking, what am I going to do about this? She finally laid down the law. She said to him, her son, each item of clothing that I have to pick up for you is going to cost you 25 cents. And by the end of the week, she had to pick up several items of clothing. So by the end of the week, the son owed mom $4. But he paid up. He gave his mom a $5 bill, and with it a note, "Thanks, Mom. Keep up the good work." A tip for Mom. Now, I suppose the son found a way, a workaround about getting through what was supposed to be a message of discipline for him from his mother. He solved his problem by working around it. But of course, that was not the message that the mom wanted to get around. Picking up the room was not his goal. It was mom's goal. And mom, like all responsible parents, was trying to teach him the value of self-discipline. But like a lot of kids and like a lot of us, he just didn't seem to get the message. We all have goals, don't we? We all have things that we want to accomplish in our life. Almost everyone wants to have a sense of peace in their life, and they want to feel that they're secure, and they want to feel like they have a direction and a purpose. But not many people have made actual plans to accomplish their goals. Or perhaps they've tried to find some shortcuts or some workarounds or pay off somebody in such a way that they can kind of assuage their longing for a little bit, or delay it, but they have not truly achieved their goals, or made much progress even. It's been said that only 2 or 3% of people actually will have the self-discipline that it takes to achieve their ultimate goals. Well, I would just encourage you, friends, to consider discipline as a joy. Consider discipline as a freeing thing in life. Let's think about what you're trying to accomplish, some great goal. The first thing you need to do is to write it down and give yourself a time frame that you want to accomplish that. And then you start to lay out some of the steps that you need to take that goal, whatever it is. Let's just say your goal is to lose 25 pounds. Then you set down your goal, what that goal is, and then you develop a plan to implement it, and then you start implementing the plan. There's no shortcut here. You're not going to happen instantaneously by paying off, the guy at the restaurant or something. It's not going to work that way, does it? You have to implement, you have to make a plan and implement it and have daily discipline in order to accomplish it. And then you will achieve your freedom. Then you will achieve your peace and your prosperity and your purpose. We like to call that the promised life around here at the Pathway to Promise. And we know that the ways that you achieve your promised life is through four steps that I want to lay out for you here. The first one is taking bold action. You have your goal, and you got to take action towards it. And the second thing is you have to draw on a higher power, some greater power than yourself. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ myself, and I am motivated by my Christian faith. Whatever is in your life, draw upon that higher power. The third aspect is love. You have to be fueled by love. Love of a greater power for you, love of yourself, love for others. What is it that motivates you to lose weight? Besides getting healthy, you need to love yourself, but maybe it's to be healthier for your kids or your grandkids or for your spouse. Do things fueled by love. And the fourth one is what we're talking about here today, discipline. You got to make a plan and then implement the plan and then go through the difficult, even the hard times in order to do that. Go to the point of actually picking up your clothes in the room. Set a tip and mom, say thank you, mom, for the discipline. So my friends, what are you trying to accomplish in your life? I just want to encourage you to have discipline in your life. Don't try to tip somebody out of something, but to take the time to do what it takes. Will you take that next step today? I encourage you to do so. Here at the Pathway to Promise podcast, we're all about being helpful to you. We have at our website, pathwayofpromise.com. You can go over there and find a free gift for you that might be helpful to you. Lots of previous episodes with great interviews with people who can help give you practical steps to overcome adversity in your life to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. That's our message. That's our goal. I'm Dr. Brad Miller. Glad to be with you. Until next time, keep your promises because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.